Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast featuring tips on things to do in the English city of Bath. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda Kendall's recent compilation post, The Best of Bath Tips. Now, the city of Bath is one of the oldest tourist destinations in Britain and is famous both for its Roman baths and its typical Georgian architecture. As the city lies just 100 miles west of London, it's possible to see the city on a day trip from the capital. However, you may wish to stay for longer to soak up the atmosphere. Starting off with landmarks in Bath. And of course, we've got to begin with the famous Roman baths. They're on the site of the only hot springs in England and date back 2,000 years. A tour of the baths includes checking out some underground tunnels along with incredible archaeological finds. And you can even taste the water, which in my opinion, although it may be good for you, is not exactly tasty. Just behind the Roman baths, you can't miss seeing Bath Abbey, a 1,000-year-old church which is particularly famous because the first King of England was crowned here. You can see this and the baths by following one of the free walking tours. Now, you can find these free walking tours all over Europe. You don't actually have to pay to go along in the walk, but you are expected to leave a fairly generous tip with the guide. Other sites which pop up most commonly on Bath postcards, if anybody still buys and sends such things, and tourist paraphernalia, are the Georgian-style buildings. It's easy enough just to stroll through the main streets and admire the architecture just under your own steam. There are several very interesting museums to visit in Bath. The Assembly Rooms and Museum of Costume include the ballroom and other spots for socialising made famous by Jane Austen's novels. Downstairs, the Museum of Costume showcases typical styles from the 1800s, some of which you can even try on, so you can have a mini historical fantasy drama during your visit. Now, the building of Bath Museum is small, but often rated as one of the most interesting museums in Bath. It looks at the development of the Georgian aspects of the city and includes cross-section models showing what Georgian houses looked like both inside and outside when they were first built. You can also visit No. 1 Royal Crescent, a townhouse converted to a museum, showcasing the Bath of the late 18th century. So although the author Jane Austen may have only lived in Bath for 5 years, her legacy to the city has lasted centuries. Whether you're a real Jane Austen fan or just have some acquaintance with her work through the films and TV series derived from it, you'll definitely encounter some Jane Austen-related attraction while in Bath. You can take the Jane Austen walking tour, which includes stops at locations featured in her novels and their film adaptations. There's the Jane Austen Centre, where there's a mock-up of her home, which even includes some of her manuscripts and personal articles. They ran a documentary film inside, and it's close to the actual house where Jane Austen lived while in Bath. Pity they weren't able to make it in the actual house rather than somewhere nearby. Now, if you remember the pump room recently featured in Jane Austen's Northanger Abbey, then you can also visit that pump room today. These days, it's a rather expensive place for a snack, but it does make you feel a little closer to Jane Austen and her fascinating characters. Now, if you time your visit to Bath to coincide with the pre-Christmas period, you can visit the Bath Christmas markets held in the main square outside Bath Abbey. I do hope that you've enjoyed our whirlwind tour of the beautiful city of Bath. Do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the podcast in Audioboo or iTunes. Goodbye.